Hello, Adam. Good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
What's happening, buddy? How was your weekend? X Time was nice winner at good odds, and it sat wide for the entire time.
Yeah, she was outstanding, wasn't she, under Blake Sinn? And it was a big decision by Chris Weller and Coolmore because she ran the Tux Tiara and ran quite well in that race up there in Brisbane. And I think the initial indication was that he'd retire to the breeding barn after that race, but they decided to go to the well again, and they got the rewards on the weekend at Rose Hill, winning another stakes race, which will no doubt add to her pedigree. So I think Chris sort of said after the race he'll sit down with the Coolmore boys and decide whether she might have another run. But I think all indications are that she'll go to the breeding barn at some stage before next season. But yeah, great for them to get another win on the board before she heads that way.
Yeah, and a great career came to an end on the weekend up there at Doomben.
Yeah, the governor, Laurie, Jeff Loy, finally hung up the saddle at Doomben on the weekend. It was a little bit unfortunate he couldn't ride a winner on his final day, but that's racing. I think Jeff sort of said he's just glad he came back to the mountain yard in one piece after such a long career. Just going through some of his stats, it's quite remarkable. He's been riding for 40-plus years. He's only ridden over 5,000 winners across 10 or 11 different countries, but he's forever going to be remembered for having that really serious stroke 6 or 7 years ago and coming back and winning multiple Brisbane premierships. For the life of me, I'll never know how he's done that. It's such a remarkable achievement. And it's a credit to him that he's already won the Brisbane premiership this year with 2 years to go, but he's still decided he's had enough. He wants to hang up the saddle. So he'll be crowned the champion jockey up there in Brisbane in a couple of weeks' time. And he's going to do some work with his young boys. I think he'll want to become jockeys in the future, and he'll try and help and tutor and mentor them.
Well, I've copped it this morning because on Friday when the Tab and Dave Stanley put out a market for how many wins would Jeff Lloyd have, I only said it jokingly, of course. I just said, well, can you frame a market for him to ride no winners? And they said they couldn't do it. And now everyone's laying into me. So I'm not a hero this morning.
You put the moz on
put the mock on him.
What happened in that situation? Did the team clean up the money, I suppose?
Yeah, I think they did. No, they might have won. I'll tell you where they didn't win, though, with Dave Stanley's special, with Drew Carey's special.
$10
it was paying. Yeah. Spend into Feral Frankie.
Feral Frankie. And Spend looked pretty good. In fact, those first two-year-olds across the line looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's right, TK. Spend was good. He took a while to wind up and go through his gears, it must be said. But given he's a horse on debut, obviously got plenty of upside. Yeah. And I noticed that Tommy Berry boxed pretty clever after the race when he was asked about the comparison between Spend and Exceedance, who was back in work for the Hawks team, getting ready for some of the big three-year-old features. I think Tommy's sort of sitting on the fence. I think Stephen's probably a horse with a lot more upside. Maybe his racing pattern probably might not be as conducive to winning more races at Spend, but I think he's got a lot more ability than his stablemate.
Oh, yeah. You'd like to own both of those horses. 168 wins for Zach Purton, mate. He misses Joe's record, and John Size confirmed as the Hong Kong champion trainer. 11
yeah,
times
right,
he's done
TK.
It.
yeah. Zach had a big day yesterday. It was always going to be a tough ask to try and equal and better Joe Moreira's record. He ended up finishing a couple of short, but it's still an amazing achievement to do what Zach's done. I think he beat Joe Moreira by 70-odd wins in the Hong Kong Jockeys Premiership over there this season, which is just absolutely remarkable considering where Joe was a few years ago. And, of course, John Size clinched the trainer's title over there with John Moore just coming up a little bit short. So Zach will put his feet up for the next 5 or 6 weeks while Hong Kong has a bit of a break for their seasons and get back into it in early September.
Now, we know Paul Gallen's got an exciting horse. What's the latest update with Tiako Shark?
Yeah, so he's trialling over in New Zealand a little bit later this morning. I think it's a little bit later this morning. Laurie, I haven't checked out the time. He's going to be trialling alongside Melody Bell, and all plans are to bring him over to Sydney at some stage later in his campaign, heading towards the Epsom Handicap, and then down to Melbourne for the Cox Plate. So he's possibly one of the most exciting horses we've got in Australasia down here in the Southern Hemisphere. And I know he missed the Autumn Carnival with a few little niggles, but looking forward to seeing what he can do this spring. And we need some superstars to step into the breach, don't we, after the exit of Winx to the breeding barn. And hopefully Tiako Shark will be one of those.
Yeah. What did you make of the Kotrick send-off last night, by the way?
Yeah, well, Laurie, I was down covering that game. I was in the press conference listening to Ricky Stewart. He was obviously fairly upset. It was nothing more than an accident, Laurie. I know you guys had your say on a little bit earlier this morning. I think a tackle just got a little bit wrong. I would have been quite satisfied if Ashley Klein and the bunker review officials decided to send him to the sin bin rather than the send-off. But having said that, I'm not going to argue too much against their decision. I just thought it was a tackle that was an accident. There was no malice in it at all. A sin bin would have been fine, but I'm not going to completely go off my chops about the decision.
No, and it doesn't get any better the more you keep watching it. That's the issue there for poor old Nick Kotrick. Or poor old Nick Kotrick, I shouldn't really say that because
Tim Laffey, thankfully,
he was on the end of it, but he's safe. He got back to his feet. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.